It's Sunday, January 16th, 2022, 7:46 a.m., and I'm outside the laundromat waiting for my laundry. I decided to come a little early so that I can make sure that I could just get the laundry over with, and hoping that there isn't a lot of people, which thankfully there isn't a lot of people yet. I know it's going to get packed later on, so that's why I decided to come a little earlier than usual. Usually, I'll be here like around 8 or 9. And by then, it's already packed. There's like a lot of people trying to do their laundry. And people are waiting for the dryer. And last time, I had to wait like a little bit for an open dryer. But thankfully, I didn't have to wait that long. So that's why I decided to come here a little earlier than usual. And it's pretty empty right now. I was able to get the laundry in the washer. I was able to get the laundry in the washer pretty quick. And now it's washing. And I should be able to get it in the dryer really quick. And then after that, I'm going to go get some coffee, some breakfast. I'm thinking if I should go get the car washed, but I don't know what the weather's going to be like. It doesn't look like it's going to rain anytime soon. I should just check. Let me check. Hold on. Because if it's not raining, I'm going to go get the car washed. But if it's going to rain, then I'm not going to get it washed. Okay, so it looks like it's not going to rain anytime soon, at least not in the next week, so I should get the car washed. Yeah, I think I might get it washed. After this, I'm going to go get some coffee, some breakfast, and then I'm going to go get the car washed. And then after that, I'm going to go home, smoke some weed, and just play some video games at home. I'm not going to work today. I'm going to start taking Sundays off just so I can relax. And then hopefully by Monday, I should be ready to go. So I'm going to take today off. I'm just going to relax at home, smoke weed. Anyway. On Friday, I forgot to talk about this, but on Friday, I sold one of my LeBron James digital cards. It's the one that I keep buying and keep selling. This is the third time I've bought and sold the same card. And I keep buying it because I know that someone's gonna buy it eventually off of me. And I was thinking of buying it again, but then I'm like, no, like, I don't think I'm gonna find it that cheap anymore. Because what I do is I buy it, well, I try to find the cheapest LeBron James digital card, and then I keep it for a little bit, and then I resell it for a little more. What I've noticed is that if you list your digital cards for sale on Friday, it's more than likely you'll get a sale, because more people are on the weekend. So that's what I do. On Fridays, I'll list a whole bunch of my digital cards. And I sold four of them on Friday that I listed. I only list them for 24 hours. Okay, so this is what I sold on Friday. I sold four digital cards on Friday. I sold this one for 10 cents. I sold that one for 79 cents. And I sold that one for 43 cents. This is the LeBron James card I sold. So this one, I've bought and sold three times already. So this one, I had purchased for... So I had purchased it for $2.50. And then I resold it for $3.99 on Friday. I'm thinking of buying it one more time to see if I can resell it again, but I don't think I'm going to find it that cheap anymore. I bought it for $2.50 and sold it for $4. Let's see what's the cheapest one I can find right now. Yeah. Yeah. So the cheapest one I can find right now is $3.50, and that's a number 873. So that's not that cheap. So I'm not gonna buy that one anymore. The one I had bought and sold recently was number 743, and I sold it for $4. So I don't think I'm gonna be able to buy that one anymore, because I'm not willing to pay that much. The most I'm willing to pay is $6. And that's what I did. I paid $6 for a LeBron James card. Let me pull it up. It's right here. So I bought this LeBron James card. I bought it for $5.99. So I bought it for $6. It's a number one, or it's a first edition, number 365 out of 800. I bought it for $5.99. And I'm keeping this one for a while. Eventually, I'm going to sell it. So let's see what we can sell it for right now. It's $5.99, or I bought it for $5.99. Let's see what I can sell it for right now. Let's see, number 365. Okay, there it is. So the cheapest one right now is $6.67. So it's not that much. If I sell it right now, I could make like 50 cents off of it. But that's the cheapest one right now, $6.67. So I'm not going to sell it anytime soon. I'm going to keep that one for a while. And then I have this Stephen Curry card that I bought. I bought the Stephen Curry. This one's a number 146 out of 600. This is a good one. I bought this one for $4. So that's a good deal. I bought this one for $4. Let's see what I can sell it for if I sold it right now. 146. 146 right there. Wow. Wow. Wow, these are selling for a lot. So the cheapest one, the cheapest one right now that's below mine, my number is 146. This one's 138, so it's lower than mine. And they're selling it for $28. I bought it for $4. The number above mine is, I have, again, 146. The number above mine is 185. That one's selling for $12. The number above that, number 209, is selling for $5. So the cheapest one right now you can find is $5. I bought mine for $4, so I can sell mine for, I could sell mine for $5, and I could make $1 off of it since I bought it for $4. I could sell it for $5 right now and someone would buy it, but I'm not going to sell it. I'm going to keep this one. It's a Stephen Curry first edition, number 146 out of 600. It's a Hall of Fame contenders. It's a cool card. But yeah, I sold my LeBron James and I sold a whole bunch of other ones. So that's what I do. I list my cards on Friday and then I sell whatever. It looks like I'm going to make my money back eventually. If I keep listing my cards on Friday, I should be able to make my money back. So yeah, that's pretty much it. It looks like there's more people coming to the laundromat. It's starting to get packed. I'm telling you, it gets packed pretty quick. That's why I decided to get here a little earlier than usual. I hate waiting. I'm telling you, man, like, the only thing we have in life that's precious is time. And I'm telling you, I can't believe people are willing to waste 25 minutes of their fucking life for a fucking drink. I can't believe people waste 25 minutes of their life waiting on a drink. I'm willing to waste 25 minutes waiting for a meal, waiting for food, but not for a drink. I can't believe people wait in Starbucks for 25. Not only Starbucks, if people wait in line for bullshit like Starbucks or bullshit like In-N-Out, like, it's just fucking crazy to me. It makes me feel a little normal because I'm not willing to wait 25 minutes. I was willing to wait 25 minutes yesterday just to find out how long the wait was going to be. But as soon as I saw that line, as soon as I saw the line at the Starbucks that was all the way outside the door, like it was all the way outside, I was like, fuck that, I'm out of here. But then I'm like, no, let me see how long these people are willing to wait. And those motherfuckers were willing to wait 25 minutes for a fucking drink. That's fucking nonsense. That's crazy. It makes me feel a little normal because I'm telling you, people that go to Starbucks, they seem to be normal. They go with other people. It seems like they have healthy relationships with other people. But those motherfuckers are still willing to wait 25 minutes. That's fucking crazy. So it makes me feel a little bit better. It makes me feel a little bit more normal because I'm not willing to wait 25 minutes. That's fucking crazy. So yeah, I hate waiting. That's the only thing we have in life that's precious. It's time. Even though I don't do shit, I already waste my time as it is. I would rather be wasting my time doing something that I like doing, which is like playing video games and smoking weed. Oh shit. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what happened. So I'm not sure if I've been recording or not, but I'm too lazy to find out. So I'm sorry. I'm not sure if I've been recording this or not, but whatever. I don't care. Yeah, more people are coming to the laundromat. It's starting to get packed. Good thing mine's already in there. And I'm just going to take it out and put in the dryer. Okay, anyway, I think that's it for today. So yeah, I'm just going to wait. And after this, I'm going to go get some coffee, some breakfast, and then... And then I'm just going to come back home and relax until I pass out and do it all over tomorrow again. Tomorrow's Monday. I don't like Mondays, but Mondays are pretty busy, so it makes time go by pretty quick. Anyway, I'm going to go. Hopefully you're okay, though, and hopefully everything's okay in your world. I'll record tomorrow. I'm going to go. Bye.